Welcome to Service Notes, the podcast dedicated to helping IT professionals and customer service leaders navigate the ever-evolving world of service management. Whether you're grappling with organizational change, leading a technical transformation, or wondering how to leverage AI to create better experiences, you're in the right place. We're here to provide the insights and inspiration you need to excel in your career and deliver outstanding service. And now, here's your host, a passionate advocate for service excellence and a seasoned expert in the field, Rina Brambutt.
It's not that often that we meet a leader who has strategic vision with proven hands-on expertise. And today, I have the pleasure to speak with such leader, Hind Dwani. She is head of service excellence as well as control and risk lead for a financial institute in London. She's definitely at the forefront of the industry, not only establishing and maturing service management practices, but also tackling the big question, like, you know, how do we foster team collaboration and how do we integrate sustainability into operations? She truly understands how to build the operational backbone that allows the business to thrive. So let's get right into it. A very warm welcome to Hind Dwani. Welcome to the show, Hind. Now, in your opinion, what is the most critical aspect of your technology today? Like, obviously, you know, there is so much to choose from, but what is the most critical aspect of what we do with technology?
People. People. Having the right people, having the right mindset, the rest will follow.
Yeah, but aren't we all supposed to be replaced by AI? So what people?
Again, people, ethics, yeah. Doing the right thing, thinking right. Yeah. AI could be a weapon or could be a solution. People have to think right and make the right choices.
Yeah, I would love to be in your team. I have to say it will be people-centric, not tool and technology-centric. Yeah, good point. Okay, so how do you see the future of technology evolving over the next few years?
Wow, big question. Technology has never stopped evolving. It will continue to evolve. Sectors are adjusting to AI specifically. I think it's the biggest aspect. What's really important here is to balance out the risks from the benefits, given I have this mindset. I think, again, it's down to people to make sure that they follow the right steps, follow the right guidelines, not to rush into things. And I can imagine everyone is under the pressure to keep up with their different sectors. But it will continue to evolve. I mean, I doubt anyone can predict the future, but have to be open-minded and adjust.
Yeah. And what's your view on AI, whether you leverage that at workplace or whether you leverage that in your personal life? How do you see this kind of facilitating what we do?
AI is incredible. I use it personally. I enjoy the benefit. It is very helpful. In the workplace, we have to be mindful which sector we are, what assets we're handling, managing. So we have the duty of care to do due diligence, because we owe that to our customers, to our clients, to our employees, to protect them, to provide the right guidance on how they could use it, because that's where often it's hard. We don't know what could happen next. We don't know how it could evolve. So again, that due diligence is really important before we unlock the benefit. There is no question at all about the benefit.
Right. Okay, all right. Now, my next question is, it's a little bit personal question. How do you manage a healthy work-life balance?
Okay, I think I had that question in my early career for a long time, balance. What is balance? So this is where for someone to define what is balance, is it switching from one mindset to another? For me, being myself at work and outside of work means I don't have that hard boundary. So I do develop friendship. I have very, very close friends who are my work colleagues. So I don't feel like I am at work when I'm at work. I have real relationship interactions. I am myself personally. It's a significant number of hours we spend in the office or online. So it's really important for me to be myself. So I don't feel that it's being me at work or not at work. I have responsibilities outside of work. I have children. I have a personal life. I have my friends. So, in that perspective, I think it's like all things. It's a matter of prioritization at all times. Similar, like at work, we have many tasks. Which one comes first? Which one, even if it's less important, has been on the backlog for a long time? It's that prioritization of our time and tasks, and that's how the balance continues to be continuous in review. Whether we will get a full 100% satisfaction at work and outside of work, it's impossible because that's real life. Like, even if we're not at work, we know we can never. I mean, maybe some people do. We always want to do more than what we have time. It's about picking how we make the most of the time we have available. I also know there are days, and it's a reality, where work takes more hours than home time. But there are also days, as we know, when home life matters will require some time. And I've been very fortunate. The companies I worked in, where they are flexible, understanding if someone is going through anything personal, everyone is supportive. So I know the balance goes both ways. The balance for me is more mental, physical, financial, because we don't just work. I mean, I enjoy my day job. However, we work for a financial balance. We have a mental balance. We have a well-being balance. That's where we need to keep the balance, I feel. And it's never 100%. It's we do what is sufficient. We do what is right. We know what is good. The other thing, Alan, I'll add to this, navigating career. So there are times where we have a personal matter or an emergency that is lasting for a long time. So where we need to focus our minds there. So we need to make sure we navigate work. There are days where work, we're navigating through a promotion or taking up a new challenge or a project is starting. So we know that during those times, there will not be a balance. We're trying to look for a next promotion or to change our circumstances. So there will be time where we will not have the balance, but we have a clear goal and a clear path. It shouldn't be a way of living. This is where someone should take a step back, think, what are my life plans? What are my objectives? Where am I headed? Is this the right path? Is this what I need? Is it giving me the various balances? Not balances, enough of each to where it's at a sufficient or satisfactory place, but balance will never be there. So it's adjusting own's perception and own's need, what is right for them, what is sustainable, and learning how to prioritize.
It's like sprint when needed, go back into marathon when it's not
Yes.
needed. Yeah.
Correct. Absolutely. Love the comparison.
You can see I love exercising. So, have you had any mentors who had significantly impacted your career?
I wouldn't use specifically with the word mentor, but I have had great influence around me. I have been very fortunate, worked closely with many great individuals through my career. Of different grades, so not specifically a senior pupil, like colleagues, people who left a mark. For me, yes, I've been influenced by many people around me, some in a good way and some in not such great way, where I made sure I do not follow that example, because how I felt when I was managed by someone or seen certain circumstances, I say, I don't want to do that. I want to make sure I do the opposite or make sure. So yes, we watch and learn from what happens around us and from our own experiences.
Yeah, no, good one. Good one.
What an amazing conversation. Join us next week as we pick up this wonderful conversation. I'm sure you don't want to miss because there is so much more to come. So stay tuned. Thank you for joining us.
That's all for this episode of Service Notes. We hope you've gained valuable insights that you can put into practice. Join us next time as we continue to explore the latest trends and best practices in service management. Until then, keep learning, keep innovating, and keep delivering exceptional service. Service Notes is proudly supported by 24 Trainings. Advance your IT career with their expert-led ITIL certification and customized service management training. 24 Trainings helps both individuals and teams bridge the gap between theory and real-world skills. To get certified and accelerate your career, visit them at www.24trainings.com.